The Lord's Prayer, Chapter 25. The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory. For yours is the Kingdom, and the Power, and the Glory forever. Amen. This is what the Lord Jesus has taught us to say to our Father in heaven, who, because he is in heaven, rules over all, doing whatsoever he will. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. But our God is in the heavens, he has done whatsoever he has pleased. But the same Lord Jesus tells us, the kingdom of God is within you. Therefore, since the power and the glory belong to the kingdom, it is evident that all the power and the glory of God will be manifested and revealed in everyone in whom God is allowed to reign supreme. When other lords that have had dominion over us are cast out, and God's kingdom fills us, then the power and the glory that pertain to his kingdom must also fill us. What a high and holy calling this is! In Christ, of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Thanks be unto God for at his unspeakable gift. May the grace of God, and the gift by grace, abound more and more in our hearts.